Champaign County's Boneyard Arts Festival gets underway today. The festival, presented by 40 North, 88 West, is now in its 15th year. Here to preview this week's event is Sarah Keim, who writes for the online magazine Smile Politely. Hi there, Sarah.
Hi, Brian.
There are similar arts festivals around the state and around the country, but what is it that makes the Boneyard Arts Festival unique?
It's unique because it focuses on all of Champaign County. And it's really focused on advocating for artists and raising awareness about the arts. Its other mission is really to inform people and to really promote collaboration. So you have small businesses teaming up with artists. You have non-traditional arts and non-traditional spaces. And it's kind of a great opportunity for everybody to come together and celebrate art.
It looks like many of the events today, Thursday, are centered on the University of Illinois Urbana campus. So what are a couple of highlights?
There are quite a few, actually. The Hillel Center has a special exhibition that is also part silent auction, I believe. There is also the YMCA Foundation has a special artist on view. There is the Krienert Center Performing Arts. They're having Uncorked, and they're featuring Muggs, who are the musical graduate students. There's a lot going on campus, actually.
Yeah, which is not surprising. Always a lot going on the Urbana campus. Sarah, you wrote you'd like to clone yourself on Friday to hit everything that interests you. One of those things you mentioned is the Revelry Market in Urbana. What's happening there?
Right. That is another occasion where a group of artists are coming together and they're selling their wares, which quite a few of the artists at Boneyard actually do sell their work. Since they're professional artists. So you can actually go to a lot of places and see if you can make contact with an artist to buy a work. But the Revelry Market that Imbibe Urbana and First Fridays are putting on, it's kind of a nice way of having a lot of artists in one space that are willingly selling a lot of their art. And they're also adding in performances and other fun stuff like that. So it seems to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like it. When he was in town last week, I noticed that actor Nick Offerman of Parks and Recreation fame was talking with your Smile Politely editor, Seth Fine. He mentioned one of his favorite places in town was CU Woodshop in Champaign. He's a woodworker, which so that makes sense. And CU Woodshop has a Boneyard event on Saturday. What's happening there?
They are actually going to invite people into their studio to see how they work, what they do, and what kind of services that they can offer the community if you're interested in woodworking or learning how to woodwork. And as part of that, they're doing a demonstration on, I believe, wood turning. So they're basically going to be making a bowl as part of that demonstration, which I'm assuming you could then, maybe ask them if you could purchase it or at least hold it and look at it and maybe even learn a few things. So I had no idea they existed, and I've always found wood turning to be really interesting because you have a machine moving the wood, you have to work a tool, and you have to have an idea already in your head of how deep you want to go, how quickly you want to go, and hopefully the wood doesn't break on you.
You also wrote that you'll be ending your day Saturday at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. What's happening at the Virginia?
They're going to have a dance performance that is based on The Wizard of Oz, and it looks like they're incorporating contemporary dance, Irish step, and I believe another form of dance that sounds really interesting. And it's kind of a neat little concept because you're taking a movie that everybody knows that actually for a time was a play as well, and now you're interpreting it as dance performances. And I believe it's a bunch of students that are doing it, one of the kid-friendly events, and it just sounds like a nice way to, kind of just enjoy the end of Boneyards in downtown Champaign.
Yeah, definitely. And then on Sunday, you'll be hitting the road a bit, which is one of the things that the Boneyard Festival encourages as well. Where are you headed on Sunday?
It looks like I'm headed to Seymour, Illinois. Then there's also Whiteheath, Illinois. In particular, there are a couple of artists that are actually opening up their home studios for you to come in and see what they actually do. One in particular I'm really interested in is Smith House, who she specializes in a lot of bird illustrations that are very detailed, but they look very, very professional and they look very nice. And it would be great to see the space that inspires her and how she works and maybe ask her what her process is in making these artworks.
Yeah, very good. So it's the Boneyard Arts Festival getting underway today in Champaign County. You can find full listings of this weekend's events at boneyardartsfestival.org. And you can read Sarah Keim's preview of this event at smilepolitely.com. Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.